This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
We come to a brand new series here on Worship Radio 247. This is the Hour One Nugget, and today we're at part one of the peace of the Father. And today, we go to the very end of 2 Thessalonians. In fact, the third chapter and verse 16. Paul says this: "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all." As I say those words, don't you feel the peace? Don't you sense God's peace pouring down? Why am I bringing this series, The Peace of the Father? Because we live such complicated and busy lives, because our lives are going in all sorts of directions, because we're looking for this and we're looking for that and we're looking for something else. And what are we looking for? We're always striving toward happiness. What is going to make us happy? What is going to make us feel good? What is going to make us complete? That's what we all search for. We search for it all the time. I'm living my life now, and I'm loving the Lord, and I'm worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, but I'm still searching. Still searching for that thing that's going to make me happy. I'm talking about you, beloved. I'm talking about how you are feeling. Personally, I know my life is complete. I know that my Redeemer lives. And I know my eyes are focused on Him. So why is it that we keep trying to seek that which is unattainable? Oftentimes we look for something, we search for something, and then we think we've found it, only to find, nope, that wasn't it at all. Because I feel so deeply in my spirit with what the Lord does oftentimes, is He leads us away from places of danger. He leads us away from things He knows we shouldn't be doing. He leads us away from problems that are going to ensue because we have got together with that person or this person, and we've trusted that person or this person, only to find there's no trust there. Only to find that isn't God's will. And what I know we're seeking for, and I know that which we are searching for, is peace in our minds and in our hearts. And right here, Paul is praying for that. And may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. Quite often I've lived my life when I've been wondering which way the Lord would have me go. Do I go to the left or to the right? What do I do? What do I do here, Lord? And so I go down the left-hand side, I go down that road, and I see a door, and I try to open that door, and the door won't open because the Lord has blocked it. Okay, that's not the way I've got to go. So then I should have gone right at that intersection, so I go down that road, and I see a door, and I begin to open that door, and that's when the Lord floods his peace into my heart. As much to say, that's the one, that's where I want you to go. You see, God never gives us a blueprint. We never get a schematic. When we begin this road, when we begin this journey with Almighty God, he doesn't give us a whole schematic, a whole blueprint. And he says, there you go, there's the map. This is what I want you to do, and that's the end result up there, right at the top. So you follow that pathway, and you get to the top, and you're done. It's sorted. You've done my will. No, he never does that. Why do you think that is? Why do you think he never gives us a schematic, a blueprint? I'll tell you why. It's so simple. It's because if he gives you a blueprint, then who has a copy of that blueprint? Your enemy, the evil one, has a complete copy of that blueprint because you've seen it. And therefore, he can thwart your efforts. He can stop you on every turn. He can do what he wants to do to block your way because he knows the direction. Whereas if God Almighty himself just gives us tiny, tiny little steps, Satan hasn't got a clue where we're going. Hasn't got a clue what we're going to do next. And it actually thwarts the evil one. The battles would be far greater if Satan were to know the blueprint than they are now. Can you imagine? And that's why Paul is saying this. Now may the Lord of peace himself, watch, give you his peace at all times. Not now and again, but at all times. This is what we should be seeking all the time, beloved. We shouldn't be looking left or right. We shouldn't be trying to figure out what is going to make us happy, because God is telling us now what is going to make us happy, and that is to find his peace. I know that there are times when you are so peaceful and it's beautiful. That sense of God's peace pouring over you is just so beautiful. As you listen to this word now, I know you're sensing his peace. And it is magnificent. Just feel. Peace in your heart, peace in your head, peace right across your body. And you're feeling it. Oh, Father, why can't it be like this at all times? But that's the point. That is what Paul is saying. That is what Paul is praying for, that you would experience God's peace, the peace of the Father, at all times. At all times. And not only at all times, but look at this. In every situation, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are doing, in every single solitary situation, Paul is praying that you would find God's peace and it would remain with you. Quite often at the end of this broadcast, I will say, and may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That is a blessing. And this is Paul's final blessing in Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians. In fact, in both letters, this is Paul's final blessing. And what a blessing it is. You are so wonderful, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. There is another one. Another blessing. And when someone says to you, bless you, what do you think they're saying? Oh, it's just a little colloquialism. It's just a little something to say. Oh, may the Lord bless you. Oh, yeah, may the Lord bless you. Oh, that's nice, thank you. If you realized what you were saying when you are blessing someone with that kind of blessing, may the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you. May he lift up all of that light upon you. May he shine his light down upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Oh, boy. You see, the words just slip off the tongue, but they are so important. And this is my prayer. This is my blessing to you. May the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. Isn't that powerful? Aren't you sensing his love and his peace? We're going to continue this series of the peace of the Father when we're back here at this time tomorrow. Be sure and listen to what the Father wants to say to you next. But it's about his peace. And may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ himself rest upon you and remain with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen and amen.